Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Science of Accelerated Learning by Peter Hollins presents a practical, research-informed approach to learning faster without sacrificing understanding. Positioned within the Learning How to Learn series, the book focuses on the mechanisms that make studying efficient, how attention works, why memory fades, and what deliberate practice looks like in real life. Rather than relying on motivation alone, Hollins emphasizes systems and habits that turn learning into a repeatable process, whether you are picking up a new professional skill, studying for exams, or pursuing long-term mastery. Readers can expect guidance on building comprehension quickly, retaining information through smarter review, and converting scattered effort into structured progress. The core promise is not a shortcut in the sense of skipping work, but a way to reduce wasted effort by aligning study methods with how the brain encodes, stores, and retrieves knowledge. The result is a playbook for creating expertise deliberately and measurably. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning as a system, not a mood. A central theme is the shift from relying on willpower to designing a learning system. Accelerated learning starts with clarity about outcomes and constraints, what you need to be able to do, how you will prove competence, and the timeline you have. From there, the book emphasizes creating a structure that makes progress inevitable, such as scheduled sessions, defined deliverables, and feedback loops. This systems mindset reframes learning as project management. Break a complex domain into subskills, sequence them logically, and track performance rather than time spent. The approach also highlights the importance of environment design, reducing friction for starting and eliminating distractions that erode deep focus. Instead of marathon study sessions, the emphasis is on consistent, high-quality work blocks that accumulate. This topic supports quicker comprehension because it forces you to study with intention, identifying prerequisites, choosing appropriate resources, and deciding how you will practice. It supports retention because your system builds review and testing into the workflow. Ultimately, it argues that expertise is created through repeatable processes that survive busy weeks and fluctuating motivation. Secondly, comprehension through first principles and mental models. Faster understanding is treated as a skill that can be trained by focusing on structure rather than surface detail. The book highlights the value of first principles thinking, stripping a topic down to its fundamental ideas and rebuilding your understanding from the ground up. Complementing this is the use of mental models, which are simplified frameworks that help you predict outcomes, recognize patterns, and connect new information to what you already know. Instead of passively reading and highlighting, the learning process becomes active and interrogative, asking what a concept explains, what assumptions it rests on, and where it fails. This kind of engagement creates more hooks for memory and makes complex material easier to manipulate. The topic also supports learning across domains by encouraging analogies and transfer, using familiar concepts as bridges into unfamiliar territory. By prioritizing relationships, causes, and mechanisms over isolated facts, comprehension becomes quicker and more durable. This approach reduces the common trap of feeling familiar with a topic while being unable to apply it, because mental models force you to think in terms of application and explanation. Thirdly, retention built on retrieval and space practice. The book emphasizes that memory strengthens through retrieval, not exposure. Rereading and highlighting can create the illusion of mastery, but retention improves when you actively pull information from memory, for example through self-testing, practice questions, or teaching the idea out loud. This focus aligns with widely discussed learning research. Recalling information is a form of practice that makes future recall easier and reveals gaps you cannot see when material is in front of you. Another major element is spacing, revisiting material over expanding intervals rather than cramming. Space practice leverages forgetting as a tool, because effortful recall signals the brain that the information matters. The topic also stresses interleaving, mixing related skills or problem types so you learn to choose methods and recognize contexts, not just repeat a single pattern. Together, retrieval, spacing, and interleaving create a retention system that is efficient and resilient under pressure. Instead of storing knowledge only in short-term familiarity, you build long-term access and flexibility. The outcome is learning that holds up in exams, on the job, and in real-world situations where prompts are incomplete and time is limited. Fourthly, deliberate practice and feedback for systematic expertise. Accelerated learning is framed as deliberate practice rather than vague repetition. The book encourages defining performance targets, isolating micro skills, and practicing at the edge of your current ability, where mistakes are likely and growth is fastest. This contrasts with comfortable practice that feels productive but does not change capability. Feedback is treated as essential, whether from mentors, peers, testing, recordings, or objective metrics. Without feedback, you risk reinforcing errors and plateauing. The topic also emphasizes reflection and iteration. After each session, diagnose what worked, what failed, and what should be adjusted in the next round. This creates a closed loop that turns effort into improvement. Over time, these loops compound into expertise because you are not merely accumulating hours, you are continually upgrading your approach. The book also connects deliberate practice to motivation, suggesting that clear metrics and visible progress make learning more rewarding and sustainable. For readers seeking professional advantage, this topic is a practical blueprint for turning study into performance and performance into mastery. Lastly, focus, energy, and study design for faster progress. Speed in learning is linked to the quality of attention and the design of study sessions. The book underscores that distraction, multitasking, and fatigue stretch learning time dramatically, so accelerated learners protect focus like a scarce resource. This includes choosing a dedicated environment, limiting digital interruptions, and using time blocks designed for deep work. Energy management is also part of the equation. Sleep, breaks, and timing your hardest tasks for peak alertness can change how quickly you comprehend and how well you retain. The topic supports the idea of study design, planning sessions around specific outputs such as solving a set of problems, producing a summary from memory, or explaining a concept without notes. These output-driven sessions reduce passive consumption and increase the amount of real learning per minute. The book also suggests balancing intensity with recovery to avoid burnout, which is often the hidden cost of aggressive learning goals. By integrating focus habits, energy awareness, and purposeful session structure, readers can increase learning efficiency while keeping progress sustainable over months, not just days. In conclusion, this book suits students, professionals, and lifelong learners who want a reliable method for learning new skills quickly, especially when time is limited and the stakes are real. It is also a strong fit for readers who have tried common study advice and still feel stuck with slow comprehension or rapid forgetting. The benefits are practical. You learn how to structure your learning like a system, convert information into usable mental models, and strengthen memory through retrieval and spacing instead of endless rereading. Over time, these methods can improve exam performance, job competence, and confidence because you can demonstrate what you know under pressure. Compared with similar learning books that lean heavily on inspiration or broad neuroscience overviews, this one is oriented toward actionable strategies and repeatable routines. It focuses on turning research-backed principles into day-to-day behaviors, what to do in a study session, how to plan review, and how to build feedback into practice. That makes it worth buying for readers who want a compact playbook they can apply immediately, revisit often, and tailor to any subject from technical skills to creative disciplines. If you would like to support Peter Hollins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.